pretty good day. Who wants to have a pretty good day? You're going to have the best day possible, and hopefully we're going to help you get there. When I say we, I mean Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn. Michael 48 takes your calls when you call us at 800-510-8255. And Jack Stockwell is in the penalty box right now.
Yeah.
He's here.
Well-deserved.
Well, this is one of the things. Jack is a NUCCA chiropractor, N-U-C-C-A, which is a specialty that involves your neck when you get one of these treatments. And his purpose is to make you feel better. He's got a lot of clients in Utah. Couple of offices in St. George. He ought to be in Park City, but he's not there yet, in Salt Lake City. The idea is to have a purpose, and Jack's purpose is to make you feel better. I've been thinking about life without purpose. We were talking earlier today about life and how you would change it if you could. One of the things that I have always sort of instilled, not always, but as I became conscious over the last 20, 25 years, instilling in people that the idea of having a purpose in life is the way you move forward. If you don't have a rudder with a ship, it goes anyplace. Let's say you can't steer your car. I was in one of my trucks the other day, and the steering went out. I couldn't steer it. Driving down the road, 20, 25 miles an hour, and I can't steer it. So what do I do? Well, I stopped and fiddled around a little bit and was able to at least get it back to the farm. But it's that feeling. If you can't steer your life, it is very, very difficult, obviously, to move ahead. So that is equating to purpose. What purpose does your life have? How do you focus your attention? How does your mind try to find that which it wants to achieve? Goals. And if you don't have goals, then how do you can't achieve anything, right? If you just go through life and you take every day and it's just the same as yesterday, I want to be where I just want to get a paycheck. Ooh,
what
awful. Right?
That's prison. You wake up every morning wishing somehow some magical wind will blow through your life and change
the
direction.
Lottery.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So one of the things that I like to have, Jack's got a great website, jackstockwell.com. One of the things that he and I talk about that is helpful to you, things that are different that you may not have thought about. For example, mixing honey and cinnamon together. Some people have reported that they have begun to take in the morning and at night honey and cinnamon together to restore their hearing. I have a friend who is on the board of trustees with me at Heidelberg. He's beginning to lose his hearing, and he's younger than I am. So I saw this, and I suggested that he have a toast with a little peanut butter and cinnamon on it. It's supposed to be very good for you. Put a little honey on it. All of those things together, Jack, are supposed to. And one would wonder how that works. Why would it be that those various things would affect your hearing? Who knows? But maybe you.
Well, the toast and the honey would make it easier to take a larger dose of the cinnamon.
Yeah.
And cinnamon is known to stimulate vasodilation.
Which is?
The widening of the arterial wall, the passage, the lumen through which the blood flows through an artery.
Really?
And any time you do something that will stimulate vasodilation, the dilating of the arteries, especially in the capillary beds, would definitely improve blood flow to the inner ear mechanism. It would also improve blood flow to the retina of the eye and to other parts of the body as well. Cinnamon has been known for some time now to be a stimulant in that regard. As far as honey and toast is concerned, that would just, I can't make a correlation there. That would just have to be the vehicle to get cinnamon in a large enough dose that would actually have that vasodilative effect in the body.
So why wouldn't we be asking people or suggesting that cinnamon be a part of your daily diet if, in fact, those things are true? It would be good for your heart, be good for your brain, good for your lungs, good for everything.
Well, here you're dealing with food. Cinnamon is a food. The bread that you put the cinnamon on, it, you know, it may or may not be a food. And by food, I mean the further it is removed from the way nature made it, the less of a food that it is. So white bread, I don't consider white bread a food at all.
No.
But if you went and ground the wheat and you put your stuff together in your little mixing bowl and threw it in the oven and baked a loaf of fresh ground whole wheat bread, I would consider that to be food. And that would be a much better delivery mechanism for the unfiltered honey and the cinnamon than just a piece of white toast.
You know, there's a study out. We were talking about this earlier. I loathe going back to talk about what we've talked about before because not everybody gets a chance to hear everything that we do. But for a quick review, there's a study that's being done, continuing as we speak, into why women who are having a problem getting pregnant, having a problem with the babies being delivered, having a problem with the health of the babies, and it all, the study traces back to the origins of the problem, which this particular researcher says is the introduction of preservatives in food. The food that we're eating today, quality-wise, look at the difference between the people who eat naturally and their ability to get pregnant and the health of their babies versus those who eat the genuine gluck, the general gluck that you get at in the preservative section of your store.
There's ample studies out there that show that the kind of things that we use as preservatives or flavor enhancers, MSG, mold inhibitors, anything that we can do to get longer shelf life, there are plenty of studies that show that within three generations of just the rat, which can occur within 1 year, three generations of a rat, total infertility.
Yeah,
the stuff that we take as humans, given to rats in three generations, total infertility.
Yeah. All right, so that's something you need to keep in the top of your mind. I just Googled cinnamon just for the heck of it because I've never done this before. Mm-hmm. I've always known that cinnamon was good. It's good for arthritis, bladder infections, your cholesterol count, colds, an upset stomach, enhances your immune system, indigestion, influenza, pimples, honey and teaspoon. Get rid of pimples.
Why?
Skin infections. I don't know. Tell me why.
Because it's stimulating more blood flow
into
that area of the body.
Right. Recent research in Japan and Australia revealing that advanced cancer of the stomach and bones has been cured using a tablespoon of honey a day with a teaspoon of cinnamon powder. 1 month, three times a day for a month. That's a serious claim.
Well, it is, but again, you're using food. I sound like a broken record at times. I understand that, but anytime you substitute food with something else that you think is food, but it's been overprocessed, you're leading your body towards death and disease.
We need to change the definition of food.
Well, that's not it. Well, and you're a premier example of that because of the way you push raw milk and what you do on your farm there in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Last night there was this special here in Salt Lake City talking about how they're trying to preserve a greater recovery rate for premature babies. And they're talking about how they've been able to provide these children. Now hold on to this because I'm not exaggerating. How they're trying to provide these newborn infants with pasteurized human milk.
Yeah.
Pasteurized human milk. Yeah. Mary and I about fell off our chair when we heard that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
it really is.
Isn't that kind of like it defeats the purpose?
Yeah. Well, that's the whole idea. Many women have brought in a wet nurse when they've run out of milk, and they know how important that milk is. They'll wet nurse their babies with somebody else. Here at this hospital here in Salt Lake City, they're so proud as to how they've been able to come up with a source of human milk, and now they've pasteurized it to make it safe for the babies.
Yeah.
I could not. I thought
this country
had to be
so
put
sick.
On.
I mean, it really is. This country is so sick. It is. It's beyond belief how we have become, it is, as all of the references point to socialism and fascism. I mean, the healthcare system is a fascistic. Is that the right word?
Well,
system.
you know, it's when you look at, when you start counting the lobbyists in Washington, D.C., who are courting our so-called representatives all the time, the petroleum industry, the pharmaceutical industry, and the food industry make up more than half of the lobbyists in Washington. So they're going to get these crazy laws.
Amazing. All right, so check out Jack, his website, at your service, jackstockwell.com. You can get a lot of information about lots of things that make sense when it comes to your health and well-being. Jack, always great to have you here. Thank you. 17 and change, almost 18 half the hour on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
She's so put together, from her shoes to her lipstick. Who's that girl? It's you. Come to Clinique's Who's That Girl Beauty Sessions at Macy's and learn how to create the perfect makeup look for your style. From fashionably flirty to classic chic. Then, take home travel sizes of All About Eyes and Long Last Glossware SPF 15 and Fireberry free with your consultation. Clinique's Who's That Girl Beauty Sessions at Macy's. Everyone will want to know. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckle?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. Geico makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How many people are happy that the baseball Cardinals beat the Texas Rangers and won the World Series? How many people are happy about that? Raise your hand. Jennifer, are you happy about that? Yes. I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah.
Roberta?
Yes.
That's usually the answer I get from Roberta. Yes. Roberta says yes for both of them. It's just kind of a neat thing. That's a neat activity, the World Series. 21 after on Good Day.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Head count, Jennifer.
Hi.
Maria.
No, Maria.
No, Maria.
No. I can be Maria if you want to.
Oh, really?
Hi, Doug. I just got back from jogging 7 miles. I've had my sports shake already this morning. I've made all the kids their lunch, and I made $300,000 in the last few hours.
Perfect.
I'm Maria Bailey. Perfect.
I'm Talk Radio.
I'm perfect. Right. I watch Sport Abs. Can you see it?
You're lean, and you're mean, and you're not too far between either, are you? Huh?
Come join us. Doug Steffens, good day. You had my love, and I gave you all my trust, but you come funny.
Hey, Evan, I think this is one of Jennifer Lopez's best songs. Crank it up, Rishi, please.
Me too. Big hit.
Listen to the lyrics of this, and I'll tell you a story. Lady is quite talented. She's got her hands and feet and brain into a lot of different projects. Multifaceted, multi-toned entertainment, and movies, television,
fashion,
doing a lot of fashion endorsements, performances. So she was. She's been pretty quiet about her split from her husband this past summer, but she broke down on stage. This past weekend, she was performing this song. Jennifer, you probably saw this. She was in Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun there to celebrate their 15th anniversary. And she was on stage singing this song when she broke down in tears and ran off the stage.
Well, part of the story is that she had several lookalikes from her past relationships come out and dance with her as part of this performance.
Yeah.
So
Pete
she had
Diddy,
a Ben Affleck lookalike.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And a Mark Anthony, which God knows there's two of those running around.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's when she cried. But she said it wasn't over her marriage. She just had a moment. She just had a moment.
Taking a trip down memory lane.
Why would you
do
that?
Your life flashing before your eyes.
Yeah. Why would you subject yourself to that?
I don't know. That's a good question. Hasn't had the best luck, I don't think, in love. So people write books about her, you know.
Well, she's hotter than most when it comes to the reality of what she's all about. She's kind of a hot tamale.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, I think the best movie she did was with the best chemistry. George Clooney is the escapee from he and what's his face, the great black actor whose name I can never ever remember. I want to say Vince, but it's not Vince. Ving Rhames.
Ving Rhames. Yeah.
He is breaking Clooney out of prison. And
right.
Jennifer Lopez's character just happens to be there.
Well, she's the police
officer.
She's
the police
officer. She's got to bring him back.
Right. Well, but she didn't know that. She was there for some other reason at the prison, and then they're escaping. And it's really, it's very, I think it's charged.
You have to be dead not to have chemistry with George Clooney, though.
Well, you have to be dead not to have chemistry with Jennifer Lopez.
I don't have chemistry with George Clooney.
No, I don't either. All right. Here we have the story of police doing a dastardly job. You can always, I have a special place on my computer for cow news and farm news. A cow escaped from a truck on its way to a slaughterhouse, and the police, brave police that they were, yelled, "Freezer." And instead of freeze, you know, the police say to people, "Freeze, put your hands up." Instead, the policeman, Ray, that was chasing the cow, yelled, "Freezer." They got out a gun and they shot at the cow. Shot at this cow.
That dangerous cow.
How can they blame the cow? When a cow hears freezer, they think they're right. Hamburger. They're going to run.
Freezer! Put your hand. Oh, wait a minute. It's a cow. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, everything you do on your smartphone is tracked, saved, and compiled by your wireless carrier. The four major U.S. carriers are taking this data and selling it on an anonymous basis to third-party companies, usually advertisers. Wireless carriers aren't the only companies making people a very profitable product. In other news, Google is launching a brand new design and features for Gmail. New features include creating advanced search filters and an easier way to keep track of who replied during a conversation with multiple respondents. You can switch to the new design in the coming days. And finally, Samsung announced that its device lineup in 2012 takes advantage of flexible screens that let you bend and twist their devices. Flexible mobile phones will roll out first, with tablets and larger devices coming after. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. We protect us. To make this point, we built a cage made of millions of toothpicks, put two people inside, then dropped it in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. How will the tiger react with nothing between it and these strangers but a few inches of toothpicks? See if there is strength in numbers. AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks, but we protect us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family.
peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Story that has me very upset today. It's 33 and change after the hour. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Your calls at 800-510-8255, whatever moves you. I'm not going to do like Doug McIntyre does. He says, whatever you want to talk about is fine. No, we have things on our mind and you have things in your mind. We like to have sort of a mind meld, if you will, right? Live long and prosper. That could be something that we all identify with, yeah, right? Who doesn't want to live long and prosper? Perfect. So anyway, I was thinking about McIntyre. I actually like what he does on the air, but it's not. It's more talking about the things that are paramount in the serious world of news talk, and some of the things that we do here. Even though I like to have fun with the issues, not always about those things that are on the top of everybody's mind. Here is. But maybe they ought to be. For example, this cow. They get out, escaped cow on a truck on its way to the slaughterhouse. Police are called when the cow escapes from the truck. One of the police officers yells, "Freezer!" So they draw their guns and they shoot at the cow. All right, so here's already some response.
I don't think they get
this. You don't get it? What do you mean?
Why would they yell freezer at a cow?
Because they want to shoot it and put it in the freezer.
Get it?
Hamburger.
Freezer.
Steaks.
Freeze right. Her.
So here's somebody named Tori who says, this is unbelievable. The Keystone cops must have thought it was a murderer in a Halloween disguise. Hope the cow wasn't in pain for too long.
You know, it's hard to hit a moving target.
Here's a lady who identifies herself as an Ohio cowgirl says, oh my God, this poor cow, poor Elsie. Here's Noah who writes, you'd think police would be better shots. Apparently, it took a number of shots to bring the cow down. The poor cow. Here's the Tally who says, the price of beef, at this price, you don't want to damage the prime. That's gross.
What danger was this cow?
None. That's the point.
Was it about to go out onto a freeway where it could have caused a 50-car pileup or something?
No. It had just escaped from the truck on a moderately rural road. Cow could have gone out into the woods or someplace else. This is another example of how distant we are from reality when it comes to knowing what the world is all about. People, you know, I don't remember whether I mentioned this on the air or not yesterday. There's a survey suggesting that 84% of children up to the age of 6 don't know that food comes from animals and the earth. They think it comes from the supermarket. 84% of children under the age of 6 don't know where their food comes from.
How is that possible?
Because we have let our children and our country be overtaken by the interests of the big mega food conglomerates, Kraft and that ilk, Cargill, ADM, and they are responsible for providing you with food. So they want you to believe. Not the farmers who grow the food. It's a sick, really sick reality situation. Really not cool at all. And when these people are afraid of a cow, I can understand being afraid of a bull. My neighbor down the street had longhorns. He thought they were cute, so he bought them. I said, Howie, you're going to have trouble with these. No, this will be fine. Okay, so he has half a dozen of them. Comes over the other day and wants to know if we'll haul them to the flame market. And he thinks we go up there all the time. No, but he called somebody to come down and get them. And they brought them up to the market. Nobody would buy them because they're so dangerous. Their horns are 4 feet across.
Wow.
Yeah, they're dangerous animals. They are trying to be dangerous. They just are because of their horns. I dehorn all my animals. Regular dairy cattle don't have horns like that.
So are bulls aggressive?
Well, here's what happens. I had a guy that was hurt last year on the farm because he wasn't careful. Bulls, Jersey bulls, are going to be 18, 20, 22, 24 months old.
When I was up on your farm 4 or 5 years ago, you had one monster up there.
That bull was fine.
Huge.
But he was fine. No, he didn't get
Is
sometimes.
Is it true they don't like red, though?
No, it's foolish.
It's just because you're weight, you're
green. They don't. No, that's foolishness. Anyway, so this bull got to be, he was put in with the herd and got possessive. So anybody went into the pasture, he got pretty possessive. That happens once in a while. So you don't turn your back on the bull. You never walk away from a bull. And you know, I mean, I know the temperament of the bull, so I know the ones to stay away from or the ones to be close to, and so does everybody else usually working on the farm. This guy didn't. So, but you just, I mean, it's common sense. If a bull were running around in a neighborhood where there were children or whatever, I'd shoot it because you don't ever know. I would absolutely shoot it. But you can get, if you got a tranquilizer gun, that's okay, but if you don't, you shoot it. But out in the middle of nowhere, like this cow, first of all, the difference between the cow's temperament and the bull's temperament is night and day. I don't know why that doesn't happen to humans, in a sense. Or does it? Well, men and women, obviously the testosterone, the estrogen, there's a dramatic difference. Mm-hmm. But do men get so possessive of a woman or women that they would attack? I suppose there are circumstances.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So that happens in the human family as well. Our poll today at DougStephan.com follows a story that we have. As a matter of fact, we have a number of things that are new at DougStephan.com. Da, da, da.
Right here for you.
Da, da. No, you aren't. All right.
That was it.
Folks, that was your radio. That wasn't us. We didn't have any break, no pause in the action whatsoever. That was the problem with your radio.
Just wanted everybody to be ready for it.
Ready. Are you ready? The new survey that we have at DougStephan.com today says that peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are the all-American sandwich.
Good stuff.
According to work that has been done, this may be one of the most important things of the day, the all-American sandwich. This is, let's see here, a survey done by Glutino. I don't know what they're... They talked to 1,000 adults October 13th to 16th. 30% of respondents named peanut butter and jelly as the all-American sandwich. 17% for the bacon, lettuce, and tomato. 12% for grilled cheese. 9% backing the club sandwich. I've had all three of these. I've had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich the past week, a BLT in the past week, a grilled
cheese.
You ate
bacon?
I do eat bacon once
in
a while. Turkey. Turkey bacon. No,
oh,
no,
turkey bacon. Good save.
Turkey
good
bacon.
Save.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway. Sandwiches are the classic lunchtime meal. See, I usually have a sandwich at night. If I don't want to have much to eat, if I don't haven't eaten dinner and it's 9 o'clock, I don't want a lot on my stomach, so I'll have either a bowl of soup or one of these sandwiches. I love a grilled cheese sandwich.
Grilled cheese with tomato soup.
Wonderful.
Baby.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, so our poll today at DougStefan.com asks you about, this is one of the most serious polls.
I know. It's a big question. World changing.
When is the last time you had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Mm-hmm. Hey, just one the other day. sometime in the last couple of weeks. Let's see here. Sometime in the last couple of months. I can't remember the last time I had a PB&J. I'm eating one right now. It's Jennifer. Yesterday's poll, how long will you leave your Halloween decorations?
Decorations.
29% of you said maybe another day or two. 28% said till this weekend. 22% said they're already down. And 20% said,
down.
What decorations? Yeah, what decorations?
Mine's gone.
Gonzo. All right, so what else is new at DougStefan.com? The story we're on to the police and they're shooting this cow. All right, in addition to that, we have a story today, DougStefan.com, from Smithfield, South Carolina, or North Carolina. Let's get North Carolina.
North.
This really drives me nuts. This is from the same playbook that doesn't buy paper and pencils and books for students in school because they, quote-unquote, don't have enough money. And also, for those who shut down, the mayor who shuts down the swimming pool, the public swimming pool in the middle of the summer because they don't have enough money.
Right.
They got plenty of money for that. Waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. So here's this police district who says they're going to be forced to ignore your 911 call
because
sure. they don't have enough money to buy gas for their cars.
Right.
Oh, goodness.
That's what you want to hear. There's another testament to really brilliant management in this.
They're running commercials here in the Washington area. We get all of the policy wonk commercials here on our talk stations because they know all the politicians listen to them on their way in the morning. So one of the commercials they have right now is, you know, obviously the people who are for cutting services, the people who are against cutting services, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And one of them they have right now is a 911 operator answering a husband's call saying...
This is an ad.
Mm-hmm, a commercial on the radio saying, "We're sorry, sir, we won't be able to get to your wife for about another 20 to 30 minutes. The sheriff is across town at a car accident."
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff we get to hear.
Fear tactic.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. So now what these people are trying to do in this town, like a lot of other cities, they either cut their staff or they boost their fees or they cancel projects. This is a crock. National League of Cities and Towns is getting wise to this. Here's another... this is from Allen Park, Michigan, a suburb of Detroit. They said this week they would lay off 30 officers, firefighters, and city workers because they don't have any money. That's okay. Lay them off. That's fine. I think those people, you could lay those people off and be all right. Let's see here. In Santa Ana, California, city may have to take steps closing fire stations at night. Because they have a $30 million budget gap. So make sure you don't have a... If you're in Santa Ana, no fires at night. Just in the daytime. Burn the town down in the daytime, but they're going to be firefighters at night. Yeah, well, what kind of imbecile comes up with these ways of fixing the problem? This is imbecilic. It's offensive that they play these games, isn't it?
I will tell you that.
Don't you find it offensive?
It's funny because everybody around here is, you know, you can't swing a dead cat here in the Northern Virginia area without hitting somebody that works for a defense contractor, some kind of a government contractor, or works for the government itself.
Yep.
And they are all on pins and needles waiting to see what gets cut And nobody can do anything right now because they're just kind of sitting and waiting.
Yep. Wishing and hoping. 15 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with the stories for those of you ladies who are light drinkers. There may be some bad news for you. Even if you're a light drinker, there's a problem, and we'll get to that in a moment. Dr. Ken visits with us. It's the Good Day program on the air.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plant. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I cleaned the whole garage and pruned the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Hi, it's Roger here, and it's time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
You like that?
What are you laughing at?
I just under my console fixing something.
Oh.
It's time. Never mind. It's important that we get to Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, here with a warning to those of you who are of the female side of the street. If you're a light drinker, a couple of actually important stories about breast cancer that we have for everybody today, Ken.
Breaking medical news, Doug, just out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, that whether you're sipping beer, wine, or whiskey, Doug, women who drink just 3 alcoholic beverages a week, they face a slightly higher chance for developing breast cancer compared to teetotalers. This was a study of more than 100,000 American nurses.
Okay, can I ask a question about this, being a woman?
Yeah, help yourself.
Last time I checked. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So heart disease, they say you should drink 1 glass of wine or alcohol a day for heart. But now they're saying you shouldn't drink it for breast cancer. So which is more dangerous? What should we do? Do one day?
I think the important thing here is to know your family history, whether you have the gene. And that actually leads, thank you, into the next story just out this week from the Journal of Clinical Oncology, is that women do not automatically have a higher risk of getting breast cancer just because someone else in the family has tested positive for one of these breast cancer genes. So knowing your family history, do you have risk factors for heart disease or breast cancer, can help you. But, you know, the problem is that most people can't control how much they drink. So I'm not going to go out there and give you a prescription. If you're a moderate drinker and what you're suggesting for women, it's 0 to 1 per day. For men, it's 1 to 2 per day. Then that's fine. You know that you're getting decreased risk. But otherwise, know your general risk factors for heart disease or for breast cancer, and women far and away most have much higher risk for heart disease.
Interesting news on exercise, Ken.
There is this obesity gene that recently has been described, and people think, woe is me. But the good news is exercise will help thwart this obesity gene. This is out of PLOS Medicine this week. Before you get into an exercise program, as I predictably always say, talk to your doctor.
All right, Dr. Ken here on the Good Day program with lots of great medical information to make your day better.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who, as many of you may recognize, the movie is The Kids Are All Right, and that's the name of the song. Movie music, as we get started with our movie moments escapade, Chuck Curry is the movie man. This movie was released during this week in 1979, Chucker. The Kids Are All Right. I don't remember anything about this movie. Anybody know anything about this movie? Having heard nothing.
You know what? Yeah. I do know only about the beginning where there is a very gratuitous girl-on-girl scene, and I was watching it with my grandparents, and I about flipped out.
Really?
Yeah. It's the...
Yeah.
Yeah. What did your grandparents think?
They had to turn it off.
Isn't it like the Kids in the Hall thing type thing or something?
I don't know. Right, I don't know how it's related. It's just, I know it's about two women that live together and their kids are doing drugs, and it's just, it opens in a very intense manner, and that was about all I could watch with my grandparents in the room, so there you go.
Right, well, so I know one thing. I think I'm going to rent it and watch it this afternoon.
Yeah, I would love it.
I know what it's all about. That's, what was the movie that came out this past year with the lesbian moms? What was that movie called?
Remember that?
That was last summer. I remember correctly.
I think it was called The Kids Are All Right.
The Kids Are All Right. That's the one we're talking about.
Yeah,
that's what it was
called. Annette Bening and Julianne Moore.
Yeah. No. It was just last year.
No. This movie came out in 1979.
I think called The Kids Are All Right this year with Annette Bening and Julianne Moore.
Oh, then that's the one I'm talking about. Boy, I'm giving it a bad name then. Yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
So there were two movies called The Kids Are All Right. One of them in 1979, the other in 2010.
79 might be okay. Be careful with 2010.
Yeah.
The one in 79 is about The Who, including live performances, promotional films, and interviews from 1964 to 1970.
The movie. One in 2010 is two children conceived with an artificial insemination bring their birth father into their family life.
Uh-huh.
That was Mark Ruffalo.
Yes.
Mark Ruffalo.
All right.
Who will be playing the Incredible Hulk in the Avengers movie for those?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. So we've got all of the, we have everybody.
Thank God we figured that out.
Center. Sure. Figured it out.
I know.
Right. So now we move on to our contest for today. We are still trailing some of these Halloween movies. I think this may be the last one. This was the number one movie during Halloween 2001. So 10 years ago, you were hearing this audio.
Where is it, you little one-eyed cretin?
Okay, first of all, it's creep. If you're going to threaten me, do it properly.
All right. Ooh, recognize the voices there. 800-510-8255. Know the movie. And have never won on Movie Moments. Here's your chance if you can identify this movie.
Temperature is a balmy 65 degrees, which is good news for you reptiles. And it looks like it's going to be a perfect day to maybe, hey, just lie in bed, sleep in, or simply work out that slab that's hanging over the bed.
Got it.
All right, this is a, I believe, an animated movie, is it
yes,
not?
Yes, it is.
All right, 800-510-TALK. Here's the last clip.
Hey, can I borrow your odorant?
Yeah, I get smelly garbage or old dumpster.
You get low tide?
No.
How about wet dog?
Yep, stink it up.
Goodman and Crystal.
Yep, I got kids, so I definitely know
this. Yep. But good, if you have kids, it's a good movie to see.
And they're planning they're going to re-release that in 3D in the next
few years.
Right.
And then Blu-ray, then Green Ray, then Pink Ray.
With an extra six-second scene.
Yeah, right, exactly. You've never seen this before.
Unfortunately, you're still winding down with your Betamax.
Yeah.
then they'll do a director's cut.
I got my 8-track. I can put one of these in an 8-track, can I? 800-510-8255. Chucker gives this movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Big all month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on select Nutro Natural Choice dog food and 38.5-pound bonus bags with 10% more free. Natural Choice dog food provides precise, superior nutrition for your pet. Don't miss these great deals and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through January 1st, 2012.
All right, Chuck, what do we have movie news-wise?
We'll start off with advanced reviews for the new comedy Heist Tower with Ben Stiller and Eddie Murphy coming out mostly positive. That film opens on Friday. This will be the first of some of the big studio films to hit theaters now until the end of the holiday season. It's expected to do big box office. One other bit of news, the new Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, is currently filming in New York City. One scene includes the Batman and the Batwing, so Batman's going to fly in this one.
Really?
This is going to be a huge film that comes out this summer.
A huge film.
Yeah. Probably the most anticipated film currently in production, the new Batman movie.
All right. Here's Anthony in Lewiston, Idaho. What's the name of that movie, Anthony?
Monsters, Inc.
You have young children?
I do.
How many times have you seen the movie with them?
Countless.
That's what I figured. All right. So that's not really a Halloween movie. It was, you know, it came out of
Monsters.
It was fun for kids.
Yeah.
All right, Anthony, you got a swell Doug Steffen prize. Hold on. Chuck Curry, your prize is to come back tomorrow here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.